This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
It's Wednesday, October 10th, 2018. We're now only 27 days out from the midterms. And yes, Hurricane Michael is slamming in to the Florida panhandle as we speak at 140 miles an hour. They're calling it the hellstorm. So notice the media hyped up the hurricane a month ago that they thought would be totally devastating, and it was bad, but not as devastating as they thought. And then now, out of nowhere, comes Hurricane Michael, and it looks like it is going to be a hellstorm. So let's pray for everybody, obviously there in the panhandle, everybody in Louisiana, Mississippi especially, and other areas of the Deep South. But here's the deal. We've been dealing with natural storms on this planet since God created us, and they come and they go. And it's just part of life on this planet. But the cycle we're going through politically is the real issue. We've hit rock bottom. And we have our own corrupt elites allied with the communist Chinese and others in an attempt to try to totally take control of civilization and society. And with just 27 days out, we have reports flooding in that are on Infowars.com with a whole string of critical reports that are absolutely critical that people check out. And the biggest one is Trump on Dems. Their whole campaign is to resist. Ours is to create. These are not good people, folks. Now, that's an important headline from Information Liberation, excellent website, informationliberation.com. But the article is really about the left launching vicious, violent attacks all over the United States. We're going to look at some of these when we come back from break. You have got in blue-controlled areas like San Francisco, like Portland, Oregon, like Seattle, Washington, like Austin, Texas, like Los Angeles, California, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Maryland, Chicago, Illinois, the left literally shooting police officers in the back of the head, burning Trump supporters' vehicles, vandalizing everyday Republican candidate headquarters, shooting members of Congress, doxing their families, sending them beheading videos, breaking Rand Paul's ribs, puncturing his lung. So much violence, I can't even keep track of it. And then we've got Hillary Clinton, and we're going to play a clip of this when we come back, saying that, oh, there's no place for civil discourse, because you've got all the Republicans and us and others saying, let's have civil discourse, let's not have violence. And you've got Hillary Clinton and others saying, oh, no, until we win the midterms, we're not going to be civil. Well, we know they're going to get worse if they do win the midterms. This is an authoritarian push. And then you've got people like the editor of Raw Story. When Congressman Scalise, who was shot in the hospital months, almost died, shattered a whole bunch of his bones, organs. It's a tough cookie. You know, survived combat in Iraq, but almost got killed here. And then the scumbag coming to shoot him was trying to kill all 17 Republicans that were conservative. That was his plan. But thank God the leftists couldn't shoot very well. And so you see the Raw Story editor celebrating and saying, boo-hoo, you know, you deserve this. This is a response of defense against you. You can go read his tweets. I'm paraphrasing him. And then other people defended that, and Twitter leaves that up. Just like the professors that say, you know, kill Gorsuch, cut his testicles off, kill Kavanaugh. This is the type of insanity we're dealing with. And it's only intensifying, and they're going to get more violent if they win the midterms. They're going to get more violent if they lose the midterms. They are now truly a domestic terror organization, just as Homeland Security listed them as that a year and a half ago. But we have to get on the ball and deal with this, because when you look at the white trash scum that makes up Antifa, literal, you know, little black-clothed, skinny jeans, welfare head scum, basically, you have to understand, they're only the smokescreen for the real violent forces that are waiting behind the scenes. They're just the detonator and the cover for the globalist operations. And we know that from the George Soros documents we got in January of this year that we'll cover when we come back, where they were planning martial law in Maryland using Antifa with the police to trigger the black community. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about. That's why I believe if we are fortunate enough to win back the House and or the Senate, that's when civility can start again.
You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for. That's Hillary Clinton, the sore loser, on CNN last night. Think about that. What is she saying? Well, she's projecting. They always do the inverse. Just like the creator of Minecraft has come out and said, look, liberals are now inherently the party of evil, twisted, lying scum that hate you, that hate humanity, that hate the normal biological order of the universe. Just as Trump has come out and said, because when you come to that realization that the radicalization process of the so-called left in the community colleges and in the mainline colleges has taken a bunch of people, told them they're oppressed, then trained them to go out and be the new brown shirt or Maoist foot soldiers to dominate and control society. So, with 27 days out from the election, we can survive things like Hurricane Michael that is going to be devastating and a serious problem. But part of life on this planet. We'll have coverage of that coming up at the bottom of the hour with the latest. But it's the political crisis and the cultural crisis and the spiritual crisis of the inherent nastiness and cultural and spiritual vandals that truly wish, because they don't have inherent power and they don't have God in their heart and soul, to pull down the universe and to seek and destroy everything that is decent. Those of us that don't want to be inherently evil and who aren't inherently out looking to destroy other people can't understand why globalists and their minions will go out of their way to do bad things when good things that they could do would actually build them and others up. But it's been part of a decadence process. The problem with a big, free, open society is it creates so much wealth that within a few generations, it always creates very nasty, very decadent, very spoiled elites, but also giant throngs of people that don't want to work and who ally themselves with the establishment as their muscle. It happened in ancient China. It happened in ancient Rome. It happened in ancient areas of the Middle Ages, throughout Western Europe. It's happened in Latin America. Look at Venezuela. It happens over and over again. It's called mob rule. And that's what we're going into right now. So, again, front and center today, and if you're a TV viewer, you can see this incredible footage. If you're a radio listener, obviously you can hear the shocking audio. Most of it bleeped. But we have footage from all over the country of people having their cars burned, people being physically attacked, Republican campaign headquarters having rape sprayed all over them. And the thread running through all this is they either call you a rapist or they call you KKK. So if Antifa randomly sets up a checkpoint in Washington, D.C. or in places like Portland, Oregon, If you don't let them direct you wherever they want while they yell and scream and cuss at you, they beat your car with metal batons, and they say, F you, white scumbag. Or they say, F you, rapist. If you're white, they're authorized to be mean to you because that's the brainwashing. And whether it's in Baltimore, Maryland, or whether it's in Portland, Oregon, or Seattle, Washington, they all get training manuals funded by George Soros and Alexander Soros. And we got secret documents in January of this year that I've made a big deal of because they are the Rosetta Stone understanding this. And it's 20-plus pages of an action manual for one of the managers. And the individual's brother, when he got in trouble, got the stuff out of his house, where they're paid handsomely in blue cities to work with the police in controlled areas to block roads, to break windows, to set things on fire, to even sometimes burn vehicles, which they pre-deploy as part of a drill that they burn. But here's the key. Yes, it's theater. Yes, it's fake with the Antifa. But they're there on the news during day one of whatever provocation there is, if the police shoot somebody as a questionable shooting or whatever the case may be, whether the police beat somebody questionably or not questionably, then that draws out the Antifa who go into operation. They already have their manual. And then day two, or sometimes even that night, the general public sees it on the news. The news shows it is favorable, shows Antifa is favorable. The police stand down. And then the general public starts showing up. And in the Baltimore, Maryland documents, they say we're targeting the black community. We're trying to get the urban community to get angry and cause a chain reaction. So these are false flags, but they're trying to then trigger the general public to come out. And it talks about where you go, what streets you're allowed to attack, what trash cans you're allowed to burn. That's why it's like, why do they burn a trash can? Why do they attack this particular store? Why do they throw bottles at the police, but they're not really throwing them that hard? Because in the blue cities, the police have been ordered to stand down. And the captains and others are working with the Antifa and even having pre-planning meetings before. The model of this was 1999 in Seattle. And I made the film The Takeover that's still on YouTube on other folks' channels. Our channel's been removed. It's Police State 2, The Takeover. And we even got the training manuals. Delta Force, under the command of Bill Clinton, I'm not saying the military's bad, but they were under his command. Delta Force actually managed the Antifa, put them in a government building, house them, protect them, and then allow them to attack the police for a day so they could then turn the police and the federal police on the 50,000 peaceful demonstrators that were liberals and were against transferring power to the World Trade Organization because they saw it as globalist and corrupt. That was back when the left was against globalism and realized it was neoliberal colonial fascism, actually good leftist. And so that's how the whole thing started. Soros was even funding it then. So you use them as the group to get a riot going, and then you can bring your control in to clamp down everybody after Antifa's carried it out. Or under Obama's plans, they were planning to stir it up even worse, according to these documents, to try to create martial law in Baltimore and then other cities around the country to have blacks rise up and actually have a civil emergency and then announce strong city initiative for the UN to come in under the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch. This is in mainstream news. And have the UN take over the police, and then they would order through Soros operatives and media for the blacks and others to stop rioting who had been detonated by the white professor-level Antifa. And these are mainly professors and people who are out doing agitprop-type propaganda. I mean, there's manuals. The manuals have fallen into our hands. And I would encourage other Antifa and people that realize this is wrong and evil and you've been programmed to send us more manuals and more documents. But this is the main reason Soros and others have been coming after us. When I pointed out that they staged the situation in Charlottesville, not that the woman didn't really get killed, not that the individuals who were working in the whole Hillary scheme actually killed the lady. I'm saying by them kicking that off, by them having Antifa there, by the cops corralling the white nationalists into them, it was meant to cause that explosion. And when we come back, I'm going to get to the biggest story yet that ties into all of this, and we're going to show the footage and break it down. Because if you read the Maryland documents, and then if you look at what happened in Charlottesville, and you look at what happened in Portland and other cities the last 3 days, they've now ordered Antifa, that is centrally commanded by these Rise Up groups and others that do the full-page ads and the New York Times and other publications calling for an overthrow of Trump and Pence and driving the regime from power. They're now more and more blocking traffic in morning rush hour and agitating the vehicles and bumping the vehicles and saying, oh, are you going to hit me? And then even when someone doesn't even bump them because they're bumping them, they then chase the vehicles down and try to panic them. And you almost saw another Charlottesville in Portland because they're terrorizing and beating the car with batons, and the old man races away. And then he kind of realizes, wait, I don't want to be a hit and run if they just ran into me. So he stops and he's all dazed. He's like, why are you doing this? They're like, F you. You know, you'll see the footage when you come back. I showed it yesterday, but it's so critical. It's so critical because they're trying to get another Charlottesville right now. And they've got orders going out to these thugs, these street thugs that are paid like $1,000 a day to do this. I'm Alex Jones. This is Critical Info. They're getting their false flag ready. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Infowars.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. If you just joined me, this is the most critical issue with 27 days out. We know that the Soros Group and others fund Antifa through the same national organizations and through university leadership, where they have university professors openly saying, kill Pence, you know, kill Gorsuch, kill Kavanaugh, kill everybody, kill Trump, kill talk show host. Then they send the orders out to do different things, and they give them action plans. And the new action plan, which we know clearly was getting beta tested from the research we've seen from Antifa, is to go out and block roads and create crises and then hope that you panic someone by chasing them and yelling at them and screaming at them and then hoping that in the hysteria somebody gets run over or somebody gets hurt. This almost happened in Portland 2 days ago. We just played that footage. I'm going to roll it again just as B-roll. And this is so horrifying because the same thing that happened tragically in Charlottesville almost just happened again. And local media, working with local police, who you saw stand down in Portland, they were waiting down the street overseeing it in case anybody did resist Antifa, they could then be cracked down on. They were waiting with the experiment, like the CIA has practiced and many others. Jim Morrison studied this in college, is how to cause a riot. And so you've got the cars coming through, rush hour. You're screaming names at them. You're calling them scumbags. You're calling them KKK. You're hitting their cars with batons. You're bumping their vehicles. They've just been given the orders, go agitate, block roads, so that someone else gets run over. Now, the local thugs don't even know this. They're given the action plans, which have fallen into our hands. And these are Death Star plans for Antifa, so that there can be another Charlottesville, and then it won't matter who runs over somebody. They'll just call them a white supremacist on the news. And you saw local news do this. They said, oh, my God, loving liberal demonstrators. The article's on InfoWars.com. Almost got run over and murdered by a right-wing extremist in Portland who rammed them with his vehicle. And, of course, they don't show the F you, screw you, hitting his car with batons, chasing him down. They just show the people going, oh, my God, it was so scary. We were lovingly out here in our black uniforms harassing everyone and blocking roads like thugs, you know, from Nazi Germany. And then this horrible, mean people try to hurt us. And then that's how this works. And then if you question somebody getting killed, well, you're going to be called an extremist and fake news. Just like I didn't say that nobody died at Parkland in Florida this year. They don't care. They just say I did that. And I need to be sued for it. You see, so this is the mind control operation they're bringing in. This is the whole system we're dealing with right now. And you can see them now trying to activate a Charlottesville-type crisis now. Again, if you're a radio listener, you go to InfoWars.com. We have live streams of this. I want to zoom in on some of the videos of the people in the background and the Antifa leadership sending their thugs out on the street. And if you look at these individuals, I bet money if you get their mask off, they are local professors and local social workers and operatives of foundations. And they've got in their hip pockets their little battle plans, you know, stamped from Alexander Soros' group, because he's really taken over from his dad. But if you look at the satisfaction, it's like something that you saw in old newsreels of Nazi Germany or old newsreels of Soviet Russia, where you see the commissars, the political police, and they're standing there with just looks of satisfaction, smoking cigarettes and watching people having traffic blocked and families called names with their kids going to school and, you know, trying to panic somebody into driving, you know, through the crowd. I mean, this is a sick op. You've got all the leftists standing around behind, the few that don't have masks on, but just gleeful little villainish looks that, ooh, we've got the power. We're the political party. We're taking this country over. And I face these people all over the country, from Austin, Texas, to Seattle, Washington, to Washington, D.C., to Denver. I've been facing Antifa for 20 years. And Antifa are professors. They are communists. They are Maoist brigades. I try to go out and have a pro-life demonstration. I show up and try to block our signs and take our free speech. That's what they're all about, is taking your rights, suppressing you, keeping you off the streets. While big tech censors you off the web, they censor you off the streets. In blue cities, they're cowards, with the police and the media protecting them. Soros and globalist money, media lying and covering for them. When they attack women and children, they're heroes. And they say the opposite happened. And big media, big tech censoring, and then Antifa on the street trying to get the proletariat, trying to get the general populace to rise up. And they got all the Hollywood movies that are agitating it, and white people are racist, and there needs to be a race war. It's all coming together. It's in the WikiLeaks that came out that Hillary was trying to push a race war. It's come out. They've had the left, Antifa on tape, and top Twitter people that Twitter uses to attack Trump, saying, hey, we're here to sow the division. We're here to divide America. Everything Trump has said, everything Trump has done, that's what these people are doing. So again, why am I so excited? Why am I so focused? Why am I so upset? Because this is their battle plan. This is their program. And they don't want us to be getting the word out. That's why they're censoring InfoWars and trying to block us ahead of the midterms, because they're planning to provocateur and stage these crises to bring in total control. So again, take this live stream, and later when we archive this video to InfoWars.com, we have discovered how they're trying to stage a new false flag, at least one of their operations. And we understand it, and we know how to beat it. And law enforcement is getting informed, and you're getting informed, and I'm getting informed, and Congress is getting informed. And it's a very, very exciting time, also a very, very dangerous time to be alive. That said, we'll cover this very serious hurricane that's just made landfall, Hurricane Michael, hitting the panhandle when we come back. I want to say this again. We're running the biggest special ever with free shipping and 50% off, because as you know, they're trying to shut down our websites now and our shopping cart and our ability to even take payment processing, taking PayPal away, trying to take the others away. A lot of you have really responded to the sale. Thank you, because we need to bring in the provisions and funding to go forward under this unwavering globalist attack. But because of you, we're still standing strong and, quite frankly, getting ready to expand in their face, with some big announcements that Owen Schroyer is going to tell you about when we come back. We're going to do election coverage at least 2 hours a night, starting tonight, right through Election Day and right after Election Day. Then we're going to announce new shows that are going to be launched in that same time slot right after we complete that coverage in about 29 days or so. A lot of election coverage a few days after. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of tumult. But we have got great products, great supplements, great air filtration, water filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, emergency gear, high-quality storable food, whatever's the best out there. We get it, we source it, and we give you the best prices. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, we have all the top supplements. Even though they're selling out, we've got to clear the warehouse out in case they shut us down. We've got to have money to operate the next 6 months or so. So get to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Free shipping, 50% off on all the supplements, a bunch of other huge deals, a bunch of other huge specials at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. I am in your hands. InfoWars is in your hands. Your prayers, your financial support, you spreading the word is what allows us to do what we do. You are the InfoWar, and I thank you for your support. I thank you, because we're turning the country and the world around because of you.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Owen Schroyer is about to take over live. I should be back in studio tomorrow. Then I want to thank you all for your prayers and support. I am Alex Jones, your host. If you're a new viewer or listener on local radio stations or TV stations, please, listeners, don't just support InfoWars, support those local stations. They are just as important as we are. Become a sponsor. Thank your sponsors. Send the local station $100 and a thank you note. We're in a war. It takes money to win a war. They've been trying to shut down talk radio. They've been trying to shut down local TV. But it's becoming more important than ever, with all the censorship hitting the web, that we understand that talk radio and local television is critical, and that word of mouth trumps big tech censorship, Antifa censorship, the colleges censoring, and their attempt to bring us into authoritarianism. And they've overplayed their hand. There is a huge awakening taking place across the planet. Not just here. Nationalist and populist candidates and just common sense candidates, Trump-type candidates, are being elected everywhere, from Brazil to Europe. That's why. the enemy is coming down like a ton of bricks. And that's why, again, we're running the biggest special in our history. It's Christmas. It's Thanksgiving. It's Black Friday. It's Cyber Monday. All rolled into one. These are all the specials we were going to dole out over the next 2 months at once now. And I had it where a lot of stuff wouldn't be on special because we weren't going to have more come into the new year. That's how you do it. You sell your inventory. By the end of the year, you got to pay tax on it. And so I was going to dole it out and have sometimes at regular price, sometimes at sale, so we could bring in more money and fund ourselves. But I can't do that because they are, as you've seen, cutting us back to where we may not be able to operate other than you writing checks into us, you know, for product. And so payment processing's up right now. You get your order in, it gets right to you. You do your Christmas shopping now, ladies and gentlemen. Get the products you need now. Get X2. It's the last run of it, but we're selling out of it. Hopefully we'll get a better supply of it and be able to redo it. But at this time, that deal's not been made. So I got a trick up my sleeve. The point is, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, get your brain force, get your body's ultimate turmeric formula, get the highest quality fish oils for children and adults, krill oil, wild harvested of the fjord salmon oil, with special processes that remove the mercury, highest quality, great prices, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. You shop with us, you fund our operation, we will be steadfast, we will build the new model to relaunch America and the world, we're doing it. You see what Trump says, we want to build the world, we want a pro-human future, the globalists want an anti-human future. Everything we've said is now the operating system of the relaunch. We rebooted. I just got chills. InfoWars took the best of Americana, the best of the Renaissance, the best of what the globalists don't like, with history and a belief in our destiny, a love of Christ, and fused it together with the American reboot. That's like selling snow cones in hell, folks. The globalists are selling tyranny and hatred and division and backbroken systems and twisted garbage and racism. We are promoting what humans are really meant to do, go to the stars. But it takes funding in this war. I'm willing to go all the way, never back down, never give in. But I need your prayers, I need you to share the articles and videos, and I need you to absolutely get the products that you need already at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale ever, take advantage of it right now. And again, you stand with us, and God stands with us, and we all stand together, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com. Buy your war bonds today, and we absolutely commit to you to turn it up another notch in the face of the NWO.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so you've just heard from Alex Jones. This is the Alex Jones Show. Welcome back live to the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Now, while Alex, as of now, may be done for the day, he is working on an exclusive breaking news report right now that we expect to release definitely by the end of the week, maybe by the end of the day. And it's shocking in its content, but at the same time, it's like there is no other option for this individual. And so we will be working on that and maybe even revealing that today. So be monitoring InfoWars.com. Of course, they're not going to allow that to spread on social media. They'll shut you down and censor you if you try to share it. So that's what we're dealing with. But there's still plenty of news, and I'm going to open up the phone lines because no guests on the schedule today. Roger Stone will join me in the fourth hour, but no guests. So I'm going to open up the phone lines, and I'm going to try to take as many calls as possible today while getting through this news and hitting all the video clips in the next 2.5 hours. So, in fact, guys, let's go ahead and just start taking calls right now. 1-877-789-ALEX, 1-877-789-ALEX, and the lines will be filled in 30 seconds. 27 days, guys, is that the updated number? 27 days till the midterms? I would say for the topic, you know, if they wanted to call in and still weigh in on the Trump-Rosenstein situation, because we didn't really clear out all the calls on that, we'll take calls. What do you think about the Trump-Rosenstein, which was a big deal, then wasn't a big deal? And then did Trump flip Rosenstein? Was Rosenstein basically a 00 agent the whole time? Okay, so what's going on with that? And then I guess I think that the big question or concern on everyone's mind right now is, where does the left go from here? And quite frankly, I think Rand Paul understands what's going on. And in a recent interview, we'll have the clip later on in the broadcast. Rand Paul is worried someone is going to be killed in the current political climate. Well, yeah. His name was Steve Scalise, and luckily he didn't get killed. His name was Rand Paul, and luckily he didn't get killed. He was the man running against Eric Swalwell in California, where the guy tried to stab him with a switchblade that was inoperative. So, yeah, the left has already tried to kill multiple people in this country. It's by God's grace they haven't yet. And they're just going to keep pushing the envelope, though, until it happens. So, where do you think the left goes from here? What does President Trump have to do about it? Or what do we have to do about it to try to stop it? And then if you want to weigh in on the issue of yesterday that we didn't get to all the calls, what do you think of the Trump-Rosenstein situation and the meeting? Hey, isn't Kanye West having lunch with the president right now? Is that going on right now? What do you think? Maybe we should just take off. What do you think Kanye West is eating right now with President Donald Trump? Is it a McDonald's hamburger? Is it a well-done steak with ketchup? Did President Trump hit the red alert Diet Coke button? You know, this is going to be interesting, actually, and I'll tell you what, because I've got a shocking clip from CNN last night. Truly shocking, folks. Truly shocking. In fact, how long is that clip? Let's go to this clip now. As Kanye West is having lunch with the President of the United States, listen to what was said on CNN last night about Kanye West. This is honestly next level, folks. I mean, again, where does the left go from here? They keep lowering the bar. Listen to CNN last night, a panel on Kanye West.
Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read. And we have this now, and now Donald Trump is going to use it and pervert it, and he's going to have somebody who can stand with him and take pictures.
That's funny to them.
Just looking at Scott's.
Listen,
yeah, you can't believe how racist you are.
Trade Kanye West in the racial draft, okay? They've had it with him, and he's an attention whore like the president. He's all of a sudden now the model spokesperson. He's the token Negro of the Trump administration. This is ridiculous, and no one should be taking Kanye West seriously. He's clearly has issues. He's already been hospitalized. Hospitalized.
Did you hear the racism on CNN last night, ladies and gentlemen? They called Kanye West a token Negro. This is what happened when the Negroes go out the plantation of the Democrat Party. They say, come back here, token Negro. Look at that Negro. He can't read. Those aren't my words. That was on CNN last night. But they'll print a story about me covering what CNN said, and I say I'm a racist.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You want to see what goes on at CNN when nobody's watching, which is pretty much all the time. You want to know what goes on at CNN when nobody's watching? Total unhinged commentary that's now gone beyond just the Trump hatred and the Trump derangement syndrome. Now, anybody, if you show support for Trump or don't come out as absolutely totally against Trump, you're now anything under the sun that they can accuse you of or say you are. Whatever the insult is, it's all fair game for CNN. Listen to CNN last night. Of course, Kanye West having lunch with President Trump today. Oh, no. Oh, look at President Trump helping the black community. Look at President Trump meeting with Kim Kardashian to free a woman from prison for a small drug sentence. Look at Kanye West. That madman wants to meet with Trump, the racist, who's doing more for the black community than any Democrats have done for 50 years. Unbelievable. Kanye, get back on your plantation. Kanye, put your shackles back on. So let's go to CNN, Bakari Sellers, Tara Settmeyer, and Scott Jennings. I don't think Jennings weighed in on this one. I think we're just hearing Bakari Sellers and Tara Settmeyer in this segment with Don Lemon. All black people, mind you. So it's okay for them to be racist against the black man, I suppose. And the white man. But if I said anything close to what these people said, in fact, you know what? Oh, I'm not even going to go down that road. But you know, everyone knows, if I would have said anything like what Bakari Sellers and Tara Settmeyer are about to say in this segment, I would never be on allowed to go on anywhere again, if I was on CNN, that is. It'd just be total destruction of my career. Listen to the CNN panel who saw Kanye West go on the Underground Railroad with Harriet Tubman and escape slavery. And CNN said, Kanye, get your ass back here, boy. Except they said it a little bit differently. Here's CNN last night.
Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read.
Oh, my God.
And we have this now, and now Donald Trump is going to use it.
That's Bakari Sellers.
And he's going to have
let's start that again. Listen to what Bakari Sellers says about Kanye West. Oh, little Bakari Sellers is upset that Kanye West got free and he's still a slave. Isn't that funny? Oh, my gosh. Isn't that funny? Kanye West broke the shackles of slavery and sprinted off the plantation and said, come join me, Bakari Sellers. And Bakari Sellers said, screw you. How dare you? You come back to slavery, Kanye. Listen to what Bakari Sellers says.
Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read. And we have this now, and now Donald Trump is going to use it and pervert it, and he's going to have somebody who can stand with him and take pictures.
And now they laugh. This is a joke.
Looking at Scott.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, real funny, Don Lemon.
Are about to trade Kanye West in the racial draft, okay? They've had it with him.
Tara Settmeyer.
And he's an attention whore like the president. He's all of a sudden now the model spokesperson. He's the token Negro of the Trump administration. This is ridiculous.
Wow.
And no one should be taking Kanye West seriously. He's clearly has issues. Mm. He's already been hospitalized. Hospitalized.
Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read. Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read. Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read. Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read.
That's Bakari Sellers.
Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read. Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read. Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read.
You know, I would imagine that this is some form of projection on Don Lemon, Tara Settmeyer, and Bakari Sellers' behalf. They actually don't read. They are actually low IQ. And again, they're the black people that are still on the slaves, still on the slave plantation, watching Kanye West run to freedom, telling them, you don't have to be slaves anymore. Come on. And they rebuke him. And then what do you think this is going to do to Kanye West's attitude, you fools? I mean, the left is so destructive right now. I can't imagine where it goes from here. We all know where it goes from here, folks. It's not good. But we'll know who to look at and who to blame when it all comes down. And it'll be the gentleman sitting behind me at CNN that have been inciting violence in this country ever since Trump announced he's running for president. They have been building this up ever since Trump announced. And if they really think they're going to win in November with rhetoric like this, doesn't that just tell you how insane they really are? Let's go out to the phone lines. Let's go to Lawrence. Go ahead, Lawrence. You're on the air at the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Owen, it's a pleasure. How you doing?
Thank you for calling. I'm doing fine.
Excellent. I don't even know where to start, but I'm just going to just shoot straight from the hip. I'm a black guy from Cleveland. All right. And I've been following politics, what's been going on And just to speak generalistically, because, you know, I don't read.
Yeah, right. If you're not a Democrat voter or a CNN audience and you're black, they just assume you don't read, right?
That's right.
Even though it's the exact opposite.
That's right. That's exactly right. So this Bakari, he should be ashamed of himself, because it is Kanye West's constitutional right, or it probably isn't, but it's Kanye West's constitutional right to choose what he wants to select as his spokesperson or his thought process or the politics or policies that he wants to choose. And to say that this is what happens when Negroes don't read is a slap in the face to his rights and to himself, and a slap in the face to all others in the Midwest. And by the way, there's a growing sentiment, and it, you know this from your, you know, your research and your studies, but there's a growing system sentiment in the black community that they've been, and I don't want to cuss, but they've been really done wrong by the Democratic Party, and we know it. And the best thing that I ever heard Donald Trump ever say was, bye bye, see you again in 4 years. That was a wake up call to the black community. And we took that and we ran with it because we knew it. And I'm here in the Midwest, and I've seen it. I've seen black people not vote for Hillary Clinton, not only because of the Bill Clinton policies, but because of the overall tiredness that everyone has for politics in general. And we have a straight shooter, a person who's just speaking from the heart, Donald Trump. And it's impressive for us. So and go back to your point. Kanye West is just going to eat this up. This is exactly what Kanye West wants. So, you know, Kanye West is smart enough to be able to handle himself, and he knows what the Democrats have been doing to, especially black people in the Midwest, but black people in general. And he's tired of it. And it's just a example, finally, for Kanye West, or for black people, that Kanye West is saying it's okay to have a freedom of selection. It's okay to break free from the plantation.
His message is a message of choice and love more than anything. But Lawrence, I'm just trying to get this through my head. How does a black audience member of CNN watch that segment and not be totally disgusted?
Most of them are brainwashed, Owen.
That's like a slap in the face.
Yeah, man. I mean, they're mainly brainwashed. They go to these colleges. The colleges don't want them to think freely. So, you know, and also there's incentive given to think the way that everybody is thinking at these college campuses, at these certain events, and they want handouts.
Bakari Sellers, said that you're illiterate and a token black man. Bakari Sellers said that about you last night on CNN. Bakari Sellers said that about every black Trump supporter in America. Bakari Sellers said you're illiterate and a token black person from Tara Setmeyer. I mean, I'm just stunned. I don't see how they maintain any audience with rhetoric like that.
That's so true, man. But, I mean, there's people out there that's eating that up, man. They love it.
That's sad. That's just sad to me. It's just sad. Again, it's slaves watching the slaves leave the plantation. They could leave too, but being mad that they're free while they're still slaves.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.